This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. In the studio with me, I have the honor of hosting two special guests. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having us.
How do you do?
I'm good, thank you.
And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Sayyid, have you ever experienced racism?
I have, many times.
How'd you handle it?
I just smile and wave, boys. There's nothing to handle. You just let it go. It's not a pressure. It's not a thing that you have to go through. Some people say stupid things to you. You just say salam and salam, and you just walk off.
It doesn't make you feel insecure. There's
a beautiful philosophy I lived by, and obviously it's not mine, by one of the philosophers, and he has like a 20 character name I can't pronounce. He said there are two spheres that you live in.
Uh-huh.
There's an outer sphere and the inner sphere. He said if you put a bubble and a sphere from you on the outside, nothing can get to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you create your sphere, your bubble from the inside, whatever people says it will go directly in. Right? So you're not protecting yourself. He says, whatever people say, just let it go. Don't take it in. This is how we work as a human being. So when I say a word to you right now, if I try to pick on you and call you names and racial slurs, if you take them personally, then they will affect you. But if you say, okay, this guy's just an idiot. He's just pathetic. He's just, you know, I'm just going to echo what the Quran says. وَذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَهُمْ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. I'm just going to ignore you.
Yeah, I mean,
then
that's easy,
it won't
right?
affect. So for me, I speak for myself. Huh? I don't want to say this is how everyone should work, how everyone should deal with racism. Obviously, each person deals with his own. But since I have been through that experience myself many times, I just ignore it. And I just pretend it never happened. And I, like seconds later, I, you know,
right.
me
so I
is
think
me.
Maybe Aussies are not that racist. God, that's what I'm getting from this.
Actually, we are one of the most racist nations in the world.
But Brother Yasser, like, that's all cool and fine, right? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but
yeah,
words cannot hurt me. But what if, like...
I like the concept. I think, do the same thing, but with a different twist to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think making it funny and bringing in humor really makes it, like, you know, just...
Bearable,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I still remember just a personal anecdote. So basically, in one of these countries I was living in, I still remember this guy passed in a motorbike and shouted at me, "Hey, pack your face, go back to your country." And normally a person would be hurt by that, right? Oh man, you know, I felt like turning around and saying, "I'm not Pakistani, I'm Indian." You know what I'm saying? Like you make it funny. You know, when you bring humor in something,
coping
it's so
mechanism.
Easy to cope with it, right? I think, and I feel a lot of stand-up comedians do that, right? They talk about
True.
Race, they talk about disabilities, and we shouldn't be sensitive about it. I think it's a good way to release the pressure, right? Humor and laughing things out just, you know, releases the pressure. And it makes it a topic that's not important, right? It's not a sensitive topic. We are making it sensitive by being very serious about it, right?
Interesting.
This guy is being racist. Okay, he's the guy who's crazy.
Oh, that's
right?
a him problem.
Yeah, this is his problem, right? Not my problem. Now, the problem we have is that we give too much importance to what other people think, right? We're people who care about what society thinks about us a bit too much, right? There's a certain amount we should care, but this is past the borderline, right? If somebody doesn't like me because I'm brown, well, that's his fault, right? I didn't choose to be brown this house. I was created, and I actually like being brown, right?
Okay.
And you like being white, and that's how you're created. And the other guy likes being black,
green.
And that's how he was
okay.
created, right? These are imaginary differences in terms of values, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not real values. Being white, brown, black, whatever color is not a value,
mm-hmm.
right? And making it a value is an imagination that somebody has, thinking that I am better because I am this color. Right. And so I feel like people who are struggling with racism, I think one of the things they can try and do, again, depends on personality. My personality is I just like to laugh a lot. You know, just don't take it so seriously.
Shrug it
right?
off.
Yeah, shrug it off, you know, make a joke out of it and it just passes.
And I remind you guys, this only works so long as it is limited to verbal racism.
Of course, yeah. When it
because
gets physical,
a lot of people are facing like... violence.
Yeah.
But that's not racism. This is genocide. So once you take it to the physical aspect, you're trying to racially eliminate people. That's a different category, different crime.
Not so much as eliminate them, but like...
So it can go all the way to genocide, right?
Yeah, I mean, genocide is a result of... I don't want to name names. We have Muslims, genocide. They're going through genocide.
Okay.
Myanmar, Philistine, Yemen. It's genocide. Because of their ethnicity, they're trying to eliminate them completely.
So racism can lead to genocide.
It's
right?
rooted in racism
in Africa,
at the end of the day.
Europe,
yeah, in South Africa, that's what happened, right? Yeah. They'd be like, oh, y'all are black, we are white, we superior. We're going to shoot you and kill you and imprison you until y'all give up. And then along came Nelson Mandela and he was a boss.
But yeah, there are some people at a smaller scale. There's people who in their countries suffer racism. Like you might get attacked, you might get your house robbed or your car.
Exactly.
Your car,
that's
scratched
vandalized,
or vandalized because you're a different color. And
it's scary.
It's scary, yeah.
When
exactly.
you feel like, especially when you're a woman, because like you guys had like your own experiences and it was real, and I love the way you guys cope with it. Whether it was changing your mentality and thinking that, okay, that's his problem, not even mine, or just saying that, okay, whatever, bro, I've got better things to do. But it gets kind of more complicated when you're a woman.
Yeah.
Right? Number one, you feel physically unsafe at that moment when they start telling you like go back to your country. What is that hijab you're wearing on your head? You feel like at any moment someone could tug it off, someone could attack you, someone could, or a man who's obviously bigger and stronger than you could feel like, okay, words are not enough to discriminate.
Don't scare all the people out there
against this hijabi woman. Let's do something like drastic. But on the other hand, I also feel like, you know, it kind of makes your faith stronger if you have the right
mentality towards
the right,
right
mentality and perspective toward it.
When you talk about coping with such a kind of racism, I think it's the same way you would cope with any type of crime. This is racism that's at the level of a crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any specific way to cope with racism that becomes violent, right? It's a crime, and the same way somebody might attack you because they want to steal your purse, that's the exact same way you would cope if somebody wants to pull off your chadar, right? I think this is the next level, and it's something we need to think about as a community. We need to think about that, right? How can we keep ourselves protected? And I don't know. This is something that we really need to think about, especially in countries where it's more and more prevalent. So,
yeah.
As Muslims, especially living in the West, I think, speaking for myself, because I got daughters and wives and mothers and sisters, is that issue that women are not safe in the street. Because as a man, even if someone wants to hit me, for example, I can cope.
Hit them back,
I can defend myself. Or at least I can cope up with I can get bashed and, you know, just walk her off. But for a female, it's different. Once my stepmother, she was walking the street and just someone was driving by and he threw an ice cream cone at her, right? And I mean, you know, it might be not much, but to her, because of her physical and mental state, she felt very insecure to be in the streets anymore by herself alone.
The anxiety
so
just brings
our
about.
Main concern actually in the West, being in countries where racism is very high, especially like, you know, if I say Australia, because it's extremely high, this has always been a factor for females. They're constantly harassed. And even in universities, public places, parks, wherever they might be, they're harassed. They got called names. And at times, they face physical assault. And that's even recently, in the last couple of weeks, as you guys have seen in India, where so many Muslim girls were...
Oh, what's happening in India is just pure madness.
It is madness. So you see so many girls, like their hijab get pulled off. And it's disgusting, you know what I mean? So... this is all as parents and as husbands and as fathers being in the West. This is always our number one concern.
All right, I'm okay. Whatever you do to me, don't touch my women.
Exactly. So it's a very it's a very sensitive issue when it comes to women. And I think a lot of, even because I spent so much time with the youth, even girls themselves, because they feel the pressure, they're actually taking off their hijab. Like once they go outside,
women
once
are
they go
more
to school,
sensitive
they take it up.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So women are more sensitive toward that sort of criticism, especially regarding their appearance. You want to compliment a woman, you tell her she's pretty. You want to not compliment her, you tell her what is that stupid thing you've got on your head. Mm. And four or five times like that, and she's totally going to become insecure about it.
Yeah, no, so sometimes like insecure because of her faith. This is one thing, insecure because she feels threatened on a physical level. It's a different thing as well. So it's like, I'd rather take my hijab off rather than just being, you know, pulled off or physically pushed around and bullied.
Yeah, exactly, because it's a serious
problem. So like
problem.
I said, it's a major concern for us in countries where there is racism. And like I said, the stories are endless, and especially these ones that get reported, whether it's in the US, UK, Australia, Canada.
You're listening to Back to Reality. We're going to be back to Back to Reality after a short break, so don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Brother Yasser, we talk about the Western society as if like racism does not exist in the East, because it does.
Yeah,
a
definitely.
Lot.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't
mention
the country.
And even Islamic countries.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a very unfortunate thing.
Because like a lot of Muslim people, I don't know what sort of imagined superiority do they assume for themselves that is totally against the objective of Islam, which came for equality and justice and whatnot, right?
Yeah, so that it's really unfortunate that, that we do have, and as you said, that racism is not only in the West, it's also in the East, it's also in Islamic countries. And it's a sad thing because it's against Islamic values, right? Mm-hmm. Islam taught us not to differentiate people based on their color skin. Or on their background or on their language or, you know, on their gender. You know, these are not values in and of themselves, right? So it's very unfortunate, but we need to also understand why this happens. I often feel like when we try to, in our effort to be fair, we go a bit too harsh on ourselves. Like, I've been thinking a lot about it, that why is it that, for example, in certain Muslim countries, we have this type of racism? And I come to realize that a lot of time is because of ignorance, right? Mm,
of
course. Example, the media in a lot of Muslim countries, especially in villages, is really weak. There's no media, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, there's this for example, ethnicity that has never in their life seen any other Shia who is different from them. Right. So when, for example, you as a foreigner come over here,
you're an absolute alien
and you're an alien and they're surprised like, wow, there is a Shia over there. This is interesting. Right. Mm. When did you become Shia? And like, I was a Shia. I was born a Shia. My father was born a Shia. My grandfather was born a Shia. Why are you being so racist? Do you think you're the only one in the world who's a Shia? Try to understand their perspective. He has never seen anybody other than his own ethnicity being a Shia. Right. He doesn't know this, how much his understanding is. Right. He's not being racist. Right. He's just very surprised. Right. And so we need to understand what the other side is, like how much exposure do they have? We need to be fair. We shouldn't be stabbing ourselves all the time in our effort to look fair. We end up putting ourselves quite down. So but there is racism in Islamic countries. There's no doubt about that.
For sure.
And it's something that Islam does not approve. And I don't think we should associate the bad behavior of the Muslims to Islam. Right. And say or the even the Islamic system. Right, the Islamic system does not promote racism. It so happens that the people right now within an Islamic system are being racist. Mm. But that does not mean that Islam promotes that or an Islamic system promotes that. So we need to really be able to differentiate between these two things.
But I think
really
that whole media thing goes both ways. I think a lot of Western people have misconceptions toward Muslims and Islam
because
the media is messing their heads up.
Exactly, that's right.
And the whole thing is just so sad. Racism is one of the most ridiculous man-made concepts I've ever come across. It's like, it's just skin. Like, get over it right now. Get over it quick. It's just skin. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Inshallah, on future episodes of Back to Reality, we're probably going to touch upon this topic furthermore. Until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. يا ربي لدي أمة رازك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا
يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أما رايزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت.